call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, June 23rd, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Again, yesterday, I was not on the microphone. I apologize for not giving you guys the heads up. We replayed Monday, June 15th. It's because I was at the Sheboygan County Courthouse, and I have a statement to make that's been prepared by our attorney. The lawsuits involving Thomas Moran, Moran Ironworks, Randy Bishop, his show, Your Defending Fathers, and Michigan Broadcasters LLC, which is owned by my wife, Victoria Bishop. The cases have been dropped and have been amicably resolved to the satisfaction of all parties. The details of the resolution are confidential. We are looking forward to moving forward from this matter. So we want to get that information out to everybody. Cases have been dropped, and thank God we're moving on. The big story that really shocked the political world yesterday afternoon was President Donald Trump announcing yesterday that he is endorsing and supporting U.S. Congressman John James for the Republican nomination to be Michigan's next governor. A move that led fellow candidate Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, stuck in single digits in the polling, to suspend his campaign and to endorse and back James. Posting on his Truth Social account, President Trump said, "It is a great honor to endorse John James, who he referred to as being America first. John has proven that he has the courage and wisdom to deliver strong results for the incredible people of his wonderful state of Michigan and our nation," wrote President Trump. Well, the move comes nearly a year after Trump told James that he wasn't sure about the decision to run for governor because it was leaving the politically competitive 10th congressional district seat open during what is expected to be a very difficult election cycle. James, back on June 12th, said that he assured President Trump that he's got a candidate to take his seat in the Michigan 10th Congressional District. Well, after vetting and looking at John James's replacement candidate, President Trump apparently likes what he sees in Michigan 10th Congressional District candidate Michael Bouchard. Like James, he is a U.S. Army veteran. Bouchard received the Bronze Star and also got a glowing endorsement from President Trump, which read very similarly to the James endorsement post. Well, meanwhile, candidate Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt wrote on his ex Twitter account that his campaign has been about winning in November and that a divided primary would only end up helping the Democrats. "It's time to unite. I'm asking every one of you who supported my campaign to stand with me behind John James. It's time to roll up our sleeves and deliver a Republican victory in November." He then spoke directly to his supporters. Nesbitt wrote, "When Tricia and I decided to enter this race nearly 18 months ago, we knew the path to victory would be neither certain nor easy. But we were driven by a deep love for Michigan and an unshakable faith in its people and its future. We ran to deliver a Make It in Michigan agenda for farmers, families, auto workers, seniors, and small business owners who have kept this state strong despite years of failed Democratic policies in Lansing. Therefore, respectfully, I ask that you continue to support us and our decision and vote for John James on August 4th. Well, in response, Michigan Democratic Party Chair Curtis Hertel questioned if the alleged candidate Joyce Gibson was also getting behind James, since both she and Nesbitt were polling, according to recent polls, only at 3%. Moments before backing James, President Trump endorsed Michael Bouchard for Congress in the 10th District to replace James in the seat that he's vacating. Using essentially the same script as other endorsed candidates, also President Trump endorsed Amir Hassan for the 8th Congressional District. Northern Michigan radio commentator Trucker Randy Bishop, when called for comment, said, quote, "It's unfortunate that the president chose to weigh in on the Republican gubernatorial primary." Bishop said that James is a two-time statewide loser when he ran for U.S. Senate, who has not endeared himself to the political MAGA base. He said James put off many grassroots conservatives when he announced his campaign for governor shortly after winning re-election in the 10th Congressional District, without even a set heir apparent in mind, arguably making the seat politically vulnerable to the Democrats. Now he's opened up the 10th District, and that could jeopardize the majority in the House, Bishop said, who added that he has personally endorsed and is supporting Perry Johnson for governor. Bishop also said Johnson and even Mike Cox have more thought-out policy positions than James. Bishop then made the prediction, stating, quote, "John James will lose to Benson in November, and it will be the end of his political career." He's going to lose to Benson. Well, meanwhile, Perry Johnson went to his Twitter X account, noting that candidates aren't always successful following an endorsement from President Trump. He then, of course, took the moment to share his campaign anthem. This is what Perry Johnson wrote and posted on his account. "President Trump has received some bad advice yet again. John James is a two-time statewide loser, and Michigan has already seen this movie before. Trump-backed statewide candidates like John James for U.S. Senate, Tudor Dixon for governor, Matt DiPerno for attorney general, and Christina Caramo for secretary of state. And all of them came up short when it mattered most." He then went on to say, "Across the country, Republican voters are proving that an endorsement alone does not decide a governor's race. Michigan is on track to continue the trend we have seen in states like Iowa, Georgia, and tomorrow, Tuesday, South Carolina, where voters rejected the bad advice and chose the candidate they believed could actually win in November. If we want a Republican governor in Michigan, defeating John James in this primary is critical. Now, I will be working twice as hard to make sure that happens." And then he posted his anthem song, "Perry Johnson for Governor." So far, as of, 12 minutes ago, the post that he posted at 6:01 p.m. last night has received 11,237 views, has been reposted 91 times, and has received 72 positive comments. Well, one thing I can tell you for sure, John James is a politician, pure and simple. He ran twice for U.S. Senate, losing to Debbie Stabenow and then losing to Gary Peters. He had to step down from running for U.S. Senate, and he chose to run for Congress. He won that election twice. His second two-year term, shortly after winning in November, getting sworn in January. Well, 4 months later, folks, April of 2025, he announced he was running for governor. I do not want and will not support a politician to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. Democrat or Republican, independent, doesn't matter. We need a businessman. Businessman with Perry Johnson's absolute business experience, his background, his resume, blows Mike Cox and John James completely out of the water. Because he's not a politician like Donald Trump, he can fix the state. And the other thing that I'm totally excited about, he is going to put a cabinet together to fix every single bureaucratic agency and department in Lansing. He's going to audit the books. He's going to cut the budgets by cutting the spending in these bureaucratic agencies, departments, eliminate the state income tax, and eventually fix and or eliminate property taxes. Perry flat out said, with Michigan and everything it has to offer, this state should have 20 million people living in it within the next 10 years. Double the population we currently have. Does that mean more jobs? More construction of more houses? Absolutely. And I'm all about that. We need attainable housing. We need people to move here, bring their families here, fill up our schools, fill up our churches, and buy products made in Michigan. And that's what Perry Johnson is all about. John James can't do it. He's going to lose. If you don't vote for Perry Johnson on August 4th, Benson will be our next governor. Final thoughts, hour number one. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Wrapping up this story about President Trump endorsing John James for governor. Mike Cox, the other candidate left standing, said he is really sure he will not be joining the Senate minority leader on the sidelines. I'm going all the way down to the finish line. It's unequivocal, and you can quote me on that. The former Republican Attorney General affirmed on his interview with MERS Monday night, with more than 500 campaign appearances under his belt so far, and a Lincoln Corsair, the cheapest car I could lease. Underneath his posterior, Cox is still all in and treated the president's endorsement of John James as well. Oh, well. It's just another day in the campaign. I've got the momentum. We may or may not be dampened by the president's endorsement. Cox said John James has been in Washington. President Trump doesn't even know me. I get it. But he takes solace in losses Trump has endured in Iowa, Georgia, and other states, where the presidential seal of approval did not carry the day for the Trump-endorsed candidates. The president's team is quick to point out, however, that he has prevailed in many other states. In talking to Cox, you get the sense that now he's just begun to fight. I didn't send Jobs to China. He began on the question of James's alleges outsourcing when he was in the private sector. Before he got into politics, that's exactly what his company did. Cox is also critical of the subsidy of the James family's business. They got $2 million from the MEDC as tax-exempt grants. But that was revoked when the promise of $108 jobs were in fact not created by James's father. The Detroit News at the time reported the money saved did not have to be repaid to the state. He figures once voters start to hear these stories and others that may be coming out there about James, the Trump endorsement may actually hurt within the true MAGA voting bloc in Michigan. These people are patriots. They love our state and they love our country. And when they hear these stories, Trump's endorsement may actually hurt John James. So, as James begins his day at a prayer event on the west side of the state with his brand new endorsement on full display, Cox says he's jumping in his Corsair and heading to another town hall meeting in Mount Pleasant. His eyes are on the finish line. To me, that is midnight on August 4th. Well, what is the presumed Democrat governor, candidate, frontrunner, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson having to say? Well, she didn't personally say anything, but her campaign manager, Nikki Goldstein, said in a statement that the endorsement is more proof for voters that John James will his own extreme agenda, put his own extreme agenda ahead of what's right for Michigan, end quote. While families are struggling with the rising costs of everything, from groceries to gas to prescription drugs, James has spent the last year focused on one thing, winning Donald Trump's approval. So there's no surprise. He voted for everything Trump wanted, and it's hurting Michigan families. These two failed D.C. politicians have worked in lockstep to make life more expensive for Michigan families. Meanwhile, Benson is focused on real solutions, traveling the state, listening to stories about what's keeping people up at night, and rolling out her own affordability plan. That's the choice in this race. More political gains and loyalty to Donald Trump, or leadership focus on the people of Michigan, said Goldstein. That right there is exactly why John James will lose in November if he ends up being the Republican candidate. This endorsement has just completely solidified the connection that Benson's going to use against him. The independents, some of the people, even Republicans, that are not happy with President Trump. Not that they would necessarily vote for Benson, but they definitely would not vote for James. They might even leave that oval blank. Independents, folks, they're not loyal to Republicans. They're not loyal to Democrats. They're not loyal to President Trump. As a matter of fact, many of them are ticked off right now. I'm going to talk about it in the next hour, why I'm totally upset with President Trump and what he's doing to the Vice President, J.D. Vance, his handling of Iran. Not happy with the president, and I'm going to talk about it in the next hour. Benson is going to use this, and it's going to hurt James winning in November. He cannot be the candidate. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis...